After 13 days of closed-door meetings and two already blown deadlines, negotiators in Vienna remain deadlocked. Secretary of State Kerry said that he and others were continuing to talk about difficult issues to see whether an agreement is possible.
Given that the work here is incredibly technical and that the stakes are very, very high, we will not rush and we will not be rushed. And we won't let ourselves be rushed through any aspect of this. All that we are focused on is the quality of the agreement. And that is what will continue to define our work.
The deal is looking to get limits on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. Let's bring in Jim Walsh, here now, security analyst and MIT's security studies program guy. Jim, so who is John Kerry speaking to here? We know there's a congressional deadline coming tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. Is he speaking to the American people, to the Iranians? Who's rushing him?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, Robin. And I think he does have multiple audiences, although he didn't say that much in that brief announcement he made. I think he is signaling to the Iranians when he says there are hard decisions that have to be made and we can't let this process go on and on and on. That's a message to the Iranians. When he says, we're going to wait until we get a good deal and we're not going to be rushed to that, he's speaking to Congress.
Yeah, and remind us why. There's a deadline for Congress tomorrow.
Yes. So Congress naturally wants to be able to review an agreement, hold hearings, understand it. And so they passed some legislation in the spring that set up a process for the Senate and the House to review this agreement. And there were sort of two choices here. If they had gotten an agreement by tonight at midnight, it would have been a 30-day review. That ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. So now they go to the second setup, which is a 60-day review, premised in part on the fact that Congress will be on vacation and on recess. So that sort of messes with the calendar.
Well, and that means that if the Obama administration, through John Kerry, can't promise to Iran, for instance, if a deal comes by Sunday, that the sanctions could be lifted, in 2 weeks, because there has to be the 60-day review. So it sort of takes that off the table.
Yes, it does. But the reality is that it's a way easier to put on sanctions than to unwind them. Mm-hmm. And you can't simply sort of wave a wand and they all go away. So this is going to be a process. Whatever day something is signed, there's still going to be an implementation process that will take months, if not longer. There will have to be IAEA is going to have to prepare for its obligations. Can't do that overnight. The sanctions themselves, you're going to have a lot of legal work to do and work at the UN. So it marks the beginning, not the end, when we arrive at that point.
So what do you think is going on in these rooms? Have the Boston Globe had a terrific story about how many pounds of Twizzlers they are eating and how they're having conversations about who do you think will play us in the movie? But what is seriously holding this up?
I mean, a little lightheartedness is mm-hmm. actually welcome when you're locked in a room hour after hour in adversarial roles trying to get something done. But I think the reality is that this is very intense. John Kerry is right. It's highly technical. The stakes are big. It requires a lot of legal and scientific understanding. They're as close as they've ever been before. This is the closest the U.S., Iran, and the international community has ever been to an agreement, but they're not there yet. But, you know, I'm reminded of what happened in the past. They had a deadline way back in November of 2013 for that interim agreement. That slipped. It still worked out. Back this past March 30th, they had a deadline. It slipped to April 2nd, but they got a good result. I think they're more interested in the substance than the timing.
Well, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has said his nation was preparing for a post-sanctions era. Everybody thought, that deal might be coming. But then the last time we spoke to you recently, the Ayatollah, the supreme leader of Iran, said no sanctions. I mean, no trading. For the sanctions must just go away. So what do you think the holdup is? I mean, you're saying that there's a lot of T's to be crossed and I's to be dotted on a technical level. Mm-hmm. But are you saying then that it's not that kind of hard and fast, we will not allow inspections, or you know, we will not give sanctions, those big block thoughts?
Yeah, I think a lot of those big pronouncements are pronouncements that were sort of intended to a domestic audience. And for negotiators in the room dealing with practical details, they were able to work around these other statements. I think there are technical challenges that they have to, you know, go over very carefully. But you're right, Robin, to say that there are also simply things that are political. And the rumor is that there's wrangling over this issue of an arms embargo mm-hmm. that was part of a set of UN resolutions, particularly Resolution 1929, passed that, again, for reasons of to punish Iran for its nuclear behavior. Now, Iran says, well, we have a nuclear deal. We should have these lists lifted. Mm-hmm. And the other side says not so fast. So I think that's what they're trying to work out right now.
This is a UN arms embargo. And again, Iran wants to put that in this deal as well. Let's get rid of that while we're at it. But Washington is opposing that. So we will continue to follow this. Jim Walsh, here now, security analyst and MIT expert guy. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Doesn't surprise me we didn't get a deal because we couldn't possibly have two deals in Europe to come together at the same time. How could that happen? This is Here and Now.